You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Post Show Recap Movie Club. My name is Grace. I'm here with my co-host, MJC, to count down some baseball movies. How you doing, MJC?
Hey, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am excited. I love baseball, and I love baseball movies. I should have said I love baseball, and I love movies, and I love baseball movies.
There you go.
Yeah. So the patrons of Post Show Recaps have voted and decided what the best baseball movie of all time is.
So
the best baseball movie of all time.
Yeah. So yell at them, not at us.
Yeah. You know what? If you're listening to this and you're not a patron, and you're upset at the voting, you know what? You could sign up to be you could have voting rights by being a Post Show Recaps patron, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Any level, you'll get voting rights. Don't blame me. Actually, blame yourself.
Good long look in the mirror.
Yeah. All right. We will be watching the number one rated movie in the Discord next week. I do still need to have to sort out a time that I can do that, but next week I promise we will watch the number one rated movie. I will make sure that there's a watch along in the Discord. Head to the events channel as you're listening to this, because the event will be posted up. I just have to find some time that will do this. Should we dive right into it? I think we should just dive right into it.
Let's do.
Okay, so I'll just quickly let people know the voting. I did get an email a while ago about you should adjust the voting. This is how many points should be worth whatever to make it the most clean. I did that once, and then I like looked at both lists, and they're pretty much the same. So I'm just going to stick with if you put a movie at number one, that's 10 points. If you put it at number two, that's 9. 3 is 8, et cetera, et cetera.
Reasonable.
It's pretty reasonable. I think it's pretty reasonable. So let's start out with the number 10 movie on the list. Is this fun for me to try and like get you to guess what it is? Came out in 1993. It's technically a sports comedy film.
Okay.
The Chicago Cubs are very
present. I believe you're talking about Rookie of the Year.
I am talking about Rookie of the Year. 1993. Rookie of the Year. Thomas Ian Nicholas, Gary Busey. Along with a whole star-studded cast.
Daniel
Stern is in this movie. Yes. He directed this. This is his directorial debut, I believe, Daniel Stern. John Candy's in an uncredited role. Yeah, 1993 is Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year. I believe I watched it again maybe like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Classic movie. I definitely mm-hmm. wore it out on VHS when I was a tot. Because that was the dream growing up for watching real baseball, to be like, you know what, like maybe I'll be a pitcher on my favorite team as a 12-year-old.
When you watched it recently, could you feel that it was a kid's movie, or did it feel like?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a kid's movie for sure.
Because I was going to say recently that, like, I feel like they don't make movies like this anymore, but I think that's wrong. I'm just not a child, so I'm not watching those movies.
Yeah. Now, I actually was talking about this movie a couple days ago, and in reference to another movie that could be on the list. So, like, I'll wait until
the end
where we're also receiving votes. But yes.
Another this is why I didn't give you the, like, just
around,
missed.
Around the same era. Mm-hmm. If not the same year, that remind me of this movie.
I think the thing about, like, this is the dream, that this is it. I think I always baseball has been pretty MLB has been pretty, willingly, like, yeah, use our stuff, be in our uniforms. I always like kind of, you watch a movie, some kind of sports movie, and it's like all fake teams. But, like, yeah, it's also the Cubs. And, like, this kid gets to play, like, at Wrigley Field. Like, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty great.
It's, like, I love how, like, of a time it is, too. Because there's, like, right before the end of the big game at the end of the movie, the guy who plays the owner of the Cubs, who I can't think of the actor's name, but it's a tremendous actor. And all of those, like, roles. He's so great in it. But he's, like, reading the newspaper, and he's like, oh, it says here, if we win today, we win the pennant. And I'm like, wait a minute. What?
It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's the best. I also, the bad guy is a Met, which I think is very funny. Hedo, played by Tom Milovanich. He's amazing. He looks so evil.
He's got like the John Kruk beard,
Yeah, he's got the tongue out. He's like a super evil dude. I love when like somebody, a bad guy, shows up in a movie and you're like, oh, that's a bad guy. I don't even have to think. I was putting my feet up. That's a bad guy. Hedo is a great baseball villain. He's just a big guy who hits home runs. And then the rookie gets to strike him out.
Absolutely. Henry Rowan Gardner, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary Busey has a good name. He's Chet Rocket Stedman. That's pretty good.
That's true.
We should rank baseball that, games while we do this, yeah.
The other bad guy that isn't the big power hitter is the mom's boyfriend, as played by Bruce Altman.
Yes, Jack Bradfield.
Jack Bradford.
Yeah, that's his name, Jack Bradfield. Yeah, Bruce Altman. Still making movies. This is a fun. This is fun. I'm glad it got on the list. I think probably pretty perfect at like number 10.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that it is represented on the list. It's, I'm sure there will be movies that we speak about that, like, are more precious and that we care about a lot more. But
there's some serious baseball movies.
Pitcher's got a big butt, there's so many.
I forgot.
Iconic.
Pitcher's got a big butt.
Yeah. Now, Grace, have you been to Wrigley Field?
I've never been to Wrigley Field. And actually, this is like my biggest like embarrassment as a baseball fan. I have been to, I've never been to any other stadium other than Rogers Center. I've not been to any other stadium. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Yeah. I need to correct it soon. I know, but I have not. Yeah. Have you been to Wrigley?
I have. I lived in Chicago for a year with doing AmeriCorps volunteer work. And like I was a school teacher, and I came home for Christmas break, and everyone's like, "Oh, so like you've been in Chicago for like 3 months. Have you seen like what have you seen so far?" Like, "Oh, like I saw a game at Wrigley, I saw a game at US Cellular, I saw a game at Notre Dame, at United Center, Soldier Field," and they're like, "You're just naming sports arenas." I'm like, "Yeah, like and I went to the Bean once. Like I don't know what to tell you. Like,
can I tell you one time
highlights?"
My group of friends, we did a trip to Washington, D.C., and we wanted this trip to be something we did yearly, which did not pan out. But we went to Washington with the idea of going in the spring for the end of the NHL season, the end of the NBA season, the beginning of the Washington National season. And we went to the hockey game, and then we went to go to the Nationals game. And they're like, "Oh, it's actually postponed today." And we're like, "But it's not raining." And they're like, "Yeah, unseasonably cold weather." And I cannot tell you, I've never seen more Canadians so mad in my life to be like, "It is not even like freezing. What do you mean it's canceled?" And they're like, "Yeah." And we didn't have time, like on our very short like trip. The only other time would have been to not go to the basketball game. So I went to the basketball game and I was very annoyed. So I basically only really went to go to see the Nationals and see Bryce Harper play. And I didn't. But it's
one more bitter. Thing about rookie of the year before we move on. Third baseman of the Cubs, played by Neil Flynn.
Oh, really? That's great.
Which oh, I his definitely name is... when I saw it again like a year ago, I'd be like, "Oh, janitor, like there he is."
Yeah, the janitor from Scrubs plays Stan Oakey. That's a good name too. Wow. All right, that is our number 10 spot on the list. MJ, we actually have a tie for technically the 8th spot on the list. So I'll give them to you in alphabetical order. Yeah. I actually think this one, there's some controversy, I have to admit to you, MJC, because there are two versions of this movie. And some people, when they put this movie on their list, very clearly indicated they were talking about the original film. And some people...
Like 1960.
A 1976 movie.
Okay.
And some people did not. And I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay. When you don't, what I thought you were saying.
When you don't clarify which one you put on, I didn't know. I felt like I was like going to split the vote. So it's on here.
It's not the Billy Bob Thornton Bad News Bears. It's probably the 76 one.
But so the thing I'll tell you is that it's, I do the Bad News Bears, the 1976 Bad News Bears did get many votes. It did get many votes. The people said Bad News Bears 1976, but some people just wrote Bad News Bears. And so to the point that every vote that you get, everything you get on the vote you get on this list means you get points. There is a chance that this technically doesn't come in at eighth place, but anybody who put Bad News Bears, I just attributed it to the 1976 version of Bad News Bears. And therefore it got 88 points and is tied for eighth place on the list.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I think it belongs for sure. I think that Walter Matthau, as the Coach Morris, is you know, it's where we were where
Morris Buttermaker. Sorry, I just wanted to clarify his full name, which is Morris Buttermaker.
Sure. Tatum O'Neal is in it.
Greg Kinnear.
Harley.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking. I'm reading. I'm in the wrong one. he's absolutely not in the one. Yeah, Vic Morrow. Yeah, Tatum O'Neal. Yeah. I haven't seen this movie in a very long time, so it's tough. I do love Walter Matthau. I will say. For me, though, his acting appearances for me include Grumpy Old Men and Dennis the Menace. He does play the neighbor's dad. Yes. Those are my favorite Walter Matthau. Movies, but yeah, I haven't seen this in a long time. We're gonna get another movie. This is Morris being an alcoholic former baseball player. He will not be the only alcoholic baseball retired baseball player.
One of our faves, I think.
Yes. I haven't seen this in a long time. I haven't seen he's coaching the scrappy young group of kids.
Absolutely.
Did any of the kids go on to be like famous adults?
Well, I feel like besides Tatum O'Neal.
Besides Tatum O'Neal. Yes. I feel like being a child star in your 70s, I don't know that. I feel like that's rough going. Like, I think you might have a great adulthood, I think.
I recognize the name Jackie Earle Haley. So
yeah, I'm looking at if you have a Wikipedia link. He's Rorschach in the Watchmen movie.
Okay.
2000, that makes sense. And yeah. Freddy Krueger in the remake. That makes sense. Yeah,
I'm
feel
not
like
seeing any other names that I like are jumping out of me as I definitely recognize who that person is.
Yeah, a lot of the other ones that are like they have Wikipedia pages, like, yeah, they were a child actor. So that's yeah, as I said. I had this discussion previously, MJC, where I was talking with someone where I think that there was a time where they had really good child actors, like they were the best, but it feels like they were treated terribly. And then they quickly decided to resolve that by like making sure that like you can treat child actors poorly. And I think like to an extent, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing that happened, but I think the child actor, the level at which there was really good, I feel like we went through like a period where like there wasn't a ton of really good child actors. And now I think we're back where we both have good child actors and presumably they're treated well.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say that, and this isn't like a new development, but this is something that like has been going on in TV and movies for a while. Is like the precocious child that like acts like an adult even though they're like 11 years old. It's like such a tired trope and just like something where it's like, all right, like we've seen enough of this.
Like, did you watch Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I did not watch Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There's no. Very much one of those in that. And I love her, but very much
yeah. So yeah. With all due respect to Ian Armitage as young Sheldon. and
all due respect, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's Bad News Bears. And again, I think it could be controversial because technically it might not have actually been on the list if people indicated which one they were watching, which one they were voting for. If the 2005 Billy Bob Thornton remake was actually the one getting the vote, it could have lost votes. In which case, and I actually think this is interesting because I think the movie you were actually going to reference perhaps earlier is the movie that comes in at number 11, which is Angels in the Outfield.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Very similar.
So, vibes, no, that's what I was referring to with before I knew it was Bad News Bears. Of like, oh, the 1960 version of Angels in the Outfield is supposed to be the number one.
I see.
No, there's another one that I was referring to. Just missing the cut. Okay.
We'll see. Yeah, I love Angels in the Outfield specifically only really for, well, Christopher Lloyd, who's my pretty much my all-time favorite actor. But there's a line where this kid, one of the kids that they're like from the adoption center, right? They're like from the foster home. And he asked the like really nerdy guy, he says, can we get some nachos? And I don't know why, but my friend and I always just used to quote that line. We just like randomly out of nowhere, always just like, can we get some nachos? And that was just the thing we would say. So I have a very special place in my heart for Angels in the Outfield, which came in at number 11. I'm doing a very confusing job of counting down. Tied for number 8 on the list is actually our first, I think, full real drama. Although it is, I guess it is listed as a comedy, but more of a rom-com sports film. This doesn't give anything away. It's a Kevin Costner film.
I mean, it does when you say it's a rom-com.
I know.
In that it's Bull Durham.
It is Bull Durham. Yes. Yeah. Number 8 on the list, 88 points. Yeah.
Yeah. This is another one where like, the take that like at one point used to be like a unique take, but now is like tired, is that like Bull Durham is like barely a sports movie. It's more of like a rom-com than a sports movie.
Yep.
Got baseball. That like reminds me of, I'll see on like on ESPN or I'll like read on Twitter, like every day someone's like, you know, like people are saying that Aaron Judge could win the MVP, but no one's talking about Shohei Ohtani anymore. And I'm like, you can't say no one's talking about him when I've read something about him winning the MVP every day for the last month. Like, you can't speak like that. So, yes.
Yeah, like the hot takes that aren't hot, true.
I don't know. I'll have to ask Akiva if they're mid takes or cold takes, or I don't know if he even knows what it, how to classify the tepidity of takes.
My hot take is I don't think people know what hot takes are, but the winner of a hot takeoff everybody should be furious that it won. I like Bull Durham, another movie that I have not seen in a while. I think I did it when I did my like big, I got to watch all the baseball movies a couple of years ago. I mean, it's a huge success. Susan Sarandon is really good in this movie. I mean, I also love Kevin Costner as well. I love that he just like keeps wanting to be in baseball movies. I love that.
Right. So this was Costner's second baseball movie, right? Because this came after another, which hasn't been mentioned yet, but will be mentioned eventually.
Yes, I believe. Yes. This is a year before his other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the year before his. Okay, so this is probably his first, then the second, and then there's the third, which might not be on the list, but hot take alert. Like, I kind of like the third.
You like it? Yeah,
I do.
Draft Day. Yeah, no, that's the bait. I wish. Gosh, that's hilarious that they tried to make a movie just about the draft with Kevin Costner and Jennifer.
yeah, which some people swear by that movie, but
yeah.
To me, by the way, to me, I love sports. I'll sit down and watch sports all day. I'll play sports video games all day. Like, I love sports. I'll talk to anyone about sports. The draft, though, oh, snooze.
The NFL draft or the baseball draft? Any draft.
Any draft. Unless I'm doing, like, my own fantasy draft, like, then I'm, like, into it. But, no, these, like... high school players that like I've never heard of before and we'll hear about in like 5 years. Like, no,
I'm kind of with you. I think I'm like I'm not interested to tune in. I mean, NFL I can get because it does feel like, especially the early rounds, like, yeah, those guys are going to come play on your team. It might even be like good to a degree. Whereas like basically any other sport, I guess NBA,
I can't judge how good a left tackle is versus another left
tackle. That's totally fair. That's very fair. Yeah, baseball, it's like two things that baseball is doing wrong with their, not two, one thing they can't fix. But like the degree to which like the length of time between like you're get drafted to you're going to play is sometimes like 4 years. I can't be interested now. As I said, a podcast, let's do podcast or prospects will break your heart. I just can't be invested when you're 18, and then you're going to go play like single A ball in like Tucson, Arizona. I'm sorry. I can't be interested. And also baseball's like, when should we do our draft? How about the middle of the season on like a Thursday? Like, why do you do that? Yeah. Maybe it's because they know people don't care, but
yeah,
it's very annoying.
There's a columnist for the New York Post, a sports columnist that I detest. But it's like the person on Twitter that you know you should block because you know they just like rile you up when you're like, but sometimes you're just like,
you want to be
riled up. I kind of want to be riled up today. Like, let me just see like what they're saying to like, it's so unhealthy and I should not be doing this. But like, it's like, I will hate read every one of his articles and they're like trash, garbage, garbage, garbage. But one thing that he said in the last one was like, why did the MLB move the futures game from the MLB network to Peacock? Why is this not on? But the answer is like money. And
money.
Like,
yes.
I won't even like baby. Shout out who the reporter, because you should not look him up. He's terrible. He writes absolute trash. But yes, it is an unhealthy habit of mine that I seek out his articles just to like rile me up.
Can I tell you, Bull Durham, the first movie on our list so far to actually get a first place vote. So neither Bad News Prayers or Rookie of the Year got a first place vote. But then Bull Durham gets like a very consistent, like across the board, pretty much at any point on the list, somebody ranked it. This is a big shot, I think, might shock people. Angels in the Outfield gets 3 first place votes and does not make the top 10.
Okay.
I think that's a little wild. Yeah. So that's Bull Durham. So Rookie of the Year and then Bad News Bears and Bull Durham tied for the number 8 spot. So we're actually going to jump to the number 6 spot because we have another tie.
Oh,
MJC. Two movies clock in here with 99 points. And actually one of them, the first one, is the only movie on this list I've actually not seen.
Oh.
It's from 1984, based on a novel. It won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Supporting Actress.
Best Supporting Actress. This isn't Bang the Drum Slowly, is it?
No.
Okay.
It stars Robert Redford, Glenn Close, and Robert Duvall.
Oh, it's The Natural.
This is The Natural.
Oh, yeah. The Natural's a good movie.
And I've never seen it. It's a big blind spot for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all the baseball movies, and I missed this one, apparently.
Yeah. So that's another, like, you'll hear comparisons to The Natural whenever, like, someone just comes up, like, out of the minor league system, or, like, comes up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You've never heard of this guy, and he, like, will go on a tear for, like, 3 weeks, and, like, in 20 games hit, like, 12 home runs.
That was like
what's he like?
That was a Stephen Kwan this year. I felt like had a little.
Yeah.
What the heck? Yeah. He hit not a home run hitter, but just had like a million hits in his first like however many games.
Yeah. So the Natural is Roy Hobbs is Robert Redford's character's name, and he has Wonder Bat. He has a bat that he fashioned after a tree that was struck by lightning. And so he like made the bat out of the bark of the tree that was struck by lightning. And he had like a lightning painting on the bat, and he just, you know, came out of nowhere to just mash and to be like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Reading the thing, I'm sure this is a great movie. It's hilarious. The legendary ball player based on Babe Ruth is called The Whammer.
Okay.
Yeah. Hobbs wins a bet that he gets strike out the Whammer. And he does. That's amazing.
Yeah. I like The Natural. I think it's very good. It's a little like fantasy, like fantastical, and not
sure.
You know, we're talking about like Rookie of the Year and Angels in the Outfield. Like,
it's just a little fantastical.
The Natural is just a good movie. You know, it's a solid movie for sure.
It's an Academy Award winning movie. Not the movie itself, but yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's Robert Redford, you know.
Now, you know that Glenn Close didn't end up winning an Oscar for it though, because famously Glenn Close never won an Oscar.
It actually didn't win any Oscars, I think.
Oscar nominated. Okay.
It's just, I'm correcting myself. The film was nominated for Academy, including Best Supporting Actress, which I assume then. Let me look at the awards. It actually doesn't win Big War. It's a supporting actress, cinematography, art direction, and music by Randy. Mm. It was a Randy Newman composed movie. I definitely got to watch it now.
Mm. It's worth a look for sure.
I just want to look to see if there's any good baseball names. Not really. The Whammer.
Hey, Roy Hobbs is a good,
Roy Hobbs. Bartholomew Bump Bailey. It's pretty good. Doc Dizzy. That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. Pop Fisher.
Bill Simmons used to say that, that Glenn Close's character in this movie is like on the Mount Rushmore of like the wet blanket girlfriends in sports movies.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Doesn't want him to play?
I guess.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. All right. That's number tied for number seven. Mm-hmm. It's tied with a much more recent film. Came out in 2013. It is a biographical sports film.
Oh, are you talking about 42?
42. Yeah, the story about Jackie Robinson, the
late great Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman. I feel like this came up, I think, a lot. Unfortunately, when Chadwick Boseman passed away, people were like sort of like reminiscing on this movie. Another one I haven't seen in a few years. I feel like worth rewatching. But yeah, get to. I didn't tell you about the Natural got 4 first place votes. Actually, 42 gets no first place votes, okay. Which I think is very impressive to be tied with one that got 4. So yeah. What do you think about 42? Yeah.
Going through the cast of Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he plays Branch Rickey. I remember Alan Tudyk being...
Yep, and Chris Maloney.
Yes,
John C. McGinley. T.R. Knight. Yep, this is amazing.
Yeah, unfortunately, this one is all... Unfortunately, real baseball players. So we can look at the really... This is like why baseball players have such good names. Pee Wee Reese, Dutch Leonard, Red Barber. These are great. These are great names. I remember this movie, the performance from Chadwick Boseman being really, really good. I think, rightly so, I think in terms of one of the things baseball has always done really well is like celebrate the legacy of Jackie Robinson, retiring the number league wide, having Jackie Robinson.
Oh, that's not for Mariano Rivera.
For him too, I think he gets a bit of that. I think that they've done a really good job celebrating him, even though MLB is like notoriously like, you know, has some of the lowest black athlete like percentage of all sports. I remember this movie being really well acted, and it's like, I mean, it is just a really good and like sad story. A look into like America, both I think like the beauty of baseball and the like ugliness of baseball.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those movies where you go into it, you're like, I don't know how much you're gonna learn, you know, like where like kind of you know, if you're a baseball fan, a knowledgeable one at least, you kind of understand a lot about the story of Jackie Robinson. I think it's, by the way, awesome that like his widow turned like 102 or something like that. Right? How old is she now? Like, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. That she was at the All-Star game. Just that's unreal to like think about the fact that Jackie Robinson's widow is still with us.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, he died in 1972. Yeah. I think that's a fair point. Like, but again, I think that's to the point of like baseball does a lot to celebrate Jackie Robinson, you know, to the point of like, who doesn't know the story? A powerful one. I'll leave my thoughts there. I think a good movie. I think certainly worthy of being here on the list, tied.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy that it's included for sure.
Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's go to number 5. One of my favorite baseball movies. I believe I had it at number 2 on my list. Another comedy. This film is from 1989. A lot of 80s baseball movies. A sports comedy film. Centers around they would currently be called the Cleveland Guardians. So though,
oh yes, we're talking Major League right now.
Yeah,
all right,
Major League.
I don't think of Major League as an 80s film.
It's 89, right? It's like right on the cusp.
Yeah.
Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen, Wesley Snipes, James Gammon, Bob Uecker. This is like,
Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah, this is like this movie. I don't know if I've watched it this year. I would be so like, I feel like I have to say, I don't know if it holds up. But I love so much about this film. And this is a movie that I feel like, for as much as I was like, I like baseball, this movie, I think, also made me like baseball, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's so fun. It's such like a, it's a very quotable movie. Like there's so many like moments in the movie where you can just like remember and can think of.
My favorite, I say this all just a bit outside. Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker, like, yes, the great Bob Uecker. But Too High. Too High is another one from that movie. Yeah, it's great. Pedro Serrano hitting like the big home run and like running around the bases, like kissing his bat, carrying the bat. Pedro Serrano's a great character. Willie Mays Hayes, come on.
Willie Mays Hayes, yeah. Nice catches. Don't ever do it again. the play at the end of the game where it's like the bunt to like try and round and then to try and have the guy Willie Mays Hayes like round third.
Yeah.
Boy, this movie is like such a good fun underdog story. It's like, you know, there's so many movies that have done this like similar thing where it's like, yeah.
So that's Jake Taylor calls his shot where you like pull you a la Babe Ruth.
He calls his shot and then he bunts and Hayes rounds third to steal home. But the idea of like the sports owner, I mean, hello Ted Lasso. We'd like to, you know,
yes,
takes a total spin that whole thing. But like the, you know, when you walk into Ted Lasso, for the most part, is like, yeah, it's Rachel Phelps like trying to like destroy the team by just making the bet so she can move the team.
That's why Hannah Waddingham is such a phenomenal actress, is that like you know, you can fall in love with this character who like, oh, in the first episode she was like trying to ruin the team, like, and but you know, that's for our Ted Lasso discussion.
Yeah. I believe the thing is like the attendance for the whole season has to be below 800,000. So she like trades all the good players, hires like Lou, Coach Lou is great. Coach Brown, is great. The one thing when I'm talking about, like, it doesn't hold up. There's the thing of like, for every win, they pull a piece off of the, like, the Rachel
Yes.
And there's some of the, like, the voodoo stuff in there. I don't know how much like anybody made sure that that was like cool, but I mean, giving the like Charlie Sheen character, the like badass guy, giving him like glasses and he thinks he looks nerdy, but it actually like completely helps him. It's just, gosh, it's so good.
It is. Yeah. So it's funny how, so some of these teams that, some of these movies that we already talked about, with, you know, Rookie of the Year, it's the Cubs who are like the lovable losers then.
Yeah,
like they have won their World Series. Angels of the Outfield, the Angels were like the lovable losers. They've won their World Series.
Yep.
The poor Guardians are still like still searching.
Yep.
Still searching. Right. They came close. Roger Davis tried to do it himself, but
boy, yeah,
yep,
yeah. But is it? Did they lose to the Cubs? Did they lose to the Cubs?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's like fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
The Guardians to lose. Yeah. I love this movie. This is probably my most rewatched movie. No, there's one more that I've watched more than this, but it's pretty close. Yeah.
I think of this movie a lot because one of my favorite Twitter followers, Twitter follows, not follower, because this person does not follow me. One of my favorite Twitter follows. I'm wearing the John Boy hat now. Like I'm a big like John Boy Media guy. But
John Boy's amazing. I just have
He's phenomenal. Yeah. So Jake, his like Twitter banner is like a still from the movie underneath his eyes. Just baseball, Jake. And so I think of
that's great.
I think of Major League whenever I'm looking up to see what Jake is talking about.
That's amazing. Major League gets one first place vote, which I think pretty impressive. It gets 152 points overall, which is basically 53 points more than 42 in The Natural. So there's a big
so we're getting in the zone of like what I'm thinking of, like. So I didn't want to put my thumb on the scale. I did not submit my own list. I had like one like circling in my head, but like we're getting to the scale of like, okay, like I could consider putting Major League as my number one. I could consider that like being, right, you know, top tier.
Yes.
So I'm excited for the rest of these.
Our next one, it gets two first place votes, 2011 film, also based off of a book.
When you talk about is this Hardball?
No, not hard. 2011, no.
Okay.
It does have ball in the name, though. this
is. Okay. Yeah. We're talking Moneyball.
We're talking Moneyball. Yeah.
Of course. Great movie. Great movie. Yeah.
Brad Pitt is going to play Billy Bean. Jonah Hill
playing an amalgamation of people.
Chris Pratt,
an actual person.
Chris Pratt's Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robin Wright.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman as Art Howe. quite the performance.
This movie, it gets six Academy Award nominations. Doesn't win anything, I believe, but it gets Best Picture, Adapted Screenplay, and Pitt and Hill both get nominated for Actor and Supporting Actor.
Whenever someone like put a baseball highlight to the Moneyball music, I'm just like always like, yeah, you know what I mean? That's the content on Twitter that like I'm like about, like, yes.
Okay. I remember
this like Rizzo walk off homer to the soundtrack of Moneyball.
I love this movie. I think it's so well done. The one thing I remember my brother reading this book and being like, yeah, I don't know how they're gonna make that into a movie. because it's a Michael Lewis
book, Michael Lewis.
Yeah, and it's so stat heavy and whatever, and so minutiae to the point. But I mean, it is it's not just the movie, it's also the book that like did, you know, for a time kind of fundamentally change people's perception. This movie is all about, you know, looking for small wins, small differences, how big of a difference they can make. There's the scene, right, of the thing about like, yeah, but he can like, but what can he do? Get on base. Like there's that scene where it's like he has 10 points higher batting on base percentage. Like the scene is so good, not just from like, or that this movie, I think, not just from like they're trying to like revolutionize it, but also like, you know, you have all these like these old scouts who are like, yeah, but his girlfriend's ugly. You know, it's like, it's so great. I love the trade scene when they're like going back and forth on the phone to try and figure out the trade. I love like Pitt, like, being like not being able to listen to the game, so he's like turning it on, listening to the score, turning it off. There's like a whole scene in here where he's like listening to his daughter like play the guitar, and it's like adorable as hell. So I love this movie. Yeah.
Now, okay, I also love the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have seen it since it, like, I don't know if I've seen it since it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think I've only seen it once, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
My only nitpick is like, you're really gonna make zero mention the entire movie of Tim Hudson, Barry Zito, and Mark Mulder? Like, you think that's why they were successful the regular season also? And
they don't even win in the
It's interesting.
They don't even win the World Series. They just win the division series.
They don't
series.
Win a playoff round, I don't think.
They don't. They win. No. Yeah, they win the title. They win the American West title, but they lose in the division series. Yeah.
No, but like, of course, like the scene where they end up winning their 20th game in a row, whatever the number was. Like, it's just such a memorable, like, fantastic scene. Now, do you remember, and this could be more of the book than the movie, but so the two players that were kind of like the stars of the book both had solid careers, not like Hall of Fame careers, like,
uh-huh,
but like they both had solid careers where you're like, oh yeah, like I remember like that guy had a really good career.
There's a submarine pitcher, right? Isn't that?
I don't think either of these guys were actually on the team. But it was Kevin Youkilis who like,
oh yes, was, yes,
they called him the Greek god of walks in the book. Mm-hmm. It's Kevin Youkilis. And then the guy that was like in their farm system they did not want to part with was Nick Swisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those were like, I always like picture those two together based on like reading Moneyball. Moneyball's like a really good movie. And I definitely should watch it again because I'm reminded that I really like that movie.
I really like it. I've watched it every few years. I'll throw it on. It's so good. I love it. That's the like the walk off home run by Hedberg scene is so good. And the song that his daughter sings is so good. So good. All right, that is number four, I believe. Number three is a movie that I believe you wanted to mention earlier. It comes out in 1989, same year as Major League, a sports fantasy drama film starring Kevin Costner.
Sure.
You know this one.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, Burt Lancaster.
The late, great Ray Liotta.
Yes. Nominated for 3 Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Original Score, Best Adapted Screenplay. Of course, this is Field of Dreams.
Can we talk, by the way, about the fact that the Field of Dreams game this year is Reds Cubs?
Yeah, I feel like you can't really put the
Poor
Reds. I thought the Reds might have been better than they were going to be.
Yeah, last year's Field of Dreams game was so fun.
It was really fun. It was so good.
And even though like the Yankees ended up losing that game, so they ended up losing that game and then ended up going on like a 14 game winning streak right after that. They like would not lose after that. But just like to have Judge and Stanton hit those like ninth inning home runs, come all the way back to take the lead, and then Tim Anderson with the walk-off. So Field of Dreams, 1989, Kevin Costner, second baseball movie. It definitely belongs on this list for sure. It's about fathers and sons. It's about baseball. It's about, you know, just it's about, I don't know. It's a feel good. It's a good movie.
It's so good. I don't know. I think it probably has the, you know, without spoiling anything else that's to come, I think it is like the most, has maybe the best like cinematography, like scene. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I feel like it has the most, like, you know, them like walking out of the field is like the most iconic, one of the most iconic things. I think one of the, I'll just try and check myself. I think it's only one of two films that's like in the National Film Registry, by the Library of Congress. I don't think anything else we've mentioned so far is in it. And so this is the first one. I mean, it's so good. It's so good.
No, it really is. It's an iconic performance from Costner. I remember watching it when I was young. I remember like I watched it, I'm gonna say like a couple years ago recently. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's like dad porn, you know, it's like the baseball and like fathers and sons. I don't know.
Gabby Hoffman is in this movie.
Oh, wow. I love Baby
Gabby Hoffman. Yeah. Ray Liotta, Shoeless Joe Jackson. This is Burt Lancaster's final role as well, I believe. I think also Ann Seymour died before the film came out as well, which is kind of sad because the movie's so much about like ghosts, you know, right. I was so intrigued as well by the Black Shark scandal. I think at this point it's probably obvious that like some of other there's I think Eight Men Out is the movie about the Black Shark scandal, not on the list, but I was so intrigued by the Black Shark scandal. And Shoeless Joe Jackson just like never plays in MLB. I forget. I don't know. This Field of Dreams is so iconic. I arguably could have been higher on this list. It gets six first place votes.
Okay.
Which is more than the number two film, which comes out around the same time, 1992. This is a
30-year anniversary this year, I believe. Yes. I tweeted about this and added a few people about this.
Yes, there's a TV show.
I believe this is A League of Their Own, is it not?
Yes, just from the year. Very good. Starring Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, Madonna, Lori Petty, Rosie O'Donnell, John Lovitz. Bill Pullman is in this movie as well.
Sure is, yes.
As
David Strathern.
Yes, he's great in this movie. My only qualm, I just watched this movie today because we did a preview pod for the League of Their Own TV show that is coming on Amazon Prime. My only complaint about David Strathern is when they're cutting the ribbon at the Women's Baseball Hall of Fame section, they're like, no, Commissioner, you don't do it. Why don't you do it, other man? David Strathern is like, okay, I'll do it. Not him, actually. I guess it's another actor who's playing the older version of him. This movie is incredible. I was saying that I've seen Major League the most. I maybe have seen this movie the most. It was on TBS all the friggin' time. It's so good. Madonna's amazing. I think Gina Davis and Lori Petty are amazing. This like movie about sisters and like Kit feeling like she's in Dottie's shadow. It's so good. And it has so many quotable lines.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's one of my favorites?
There's no crying in baseball.
No crying in baseball, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I like the high ones. He's like, you stay off the high ones. Yeah.
Some more prominent than others, Doris, or whatever that you're talking about.
There's a scene where Madonna is so sweetly teaching another woman how to read, and then everybody realizes that they're reading erotica.
This
movie's so good. It's so great. I was saying today, what I'm excited about the TV show is that I feel like League of Their Own, to an extent, like glosses over some things of this time, particularly what I think the show is going to explore, which is race. There's like one very annoying scene in this movie where it's like the ball rolls to a black woman and she's like, she like doesn't say anything. She throws it and then like nods and they're like, that's enough.
That scene so much.
I hate it. And then sexuality. There's a lot of women who played in this baseball league who were lesbians, which I think
that's a good point. It's never addressed.
No, you have Rosie, who was not out at the time, but like, they have. I watched it today, and I was like, is there lesbian stuff in this movie? Because she shows a picture of her like partner, and they're making fun of him. He's like, no, that's not all he's good for. He also treats me poorly. It's so sad. It's so sad. But this movie is so good.
Is there a better contributor to one of these teams that like isn't like a main character than Marla Hooch?
Marla
Hooch would like put up like a 1. OPS. Like she'd be like
100%. Yeah.
Statcast era would like love Marla Hooch.
Yes. I mean, money, you know what? Marla Hooch would fit in Moneyball where they'd be like, but she gets on base, you know? Marla Hooch, the other thing I love in this, somebody's pointing out today, we were doing the podcast that like, as much as like there is stuff in here where you're like kind of supposed to laugh at Marla Hooch, none of the women ever laugh at Marla Hooch. No. They're always like very supportive of her. So you're like, you're laughing at the people who are like thinking she's worthless because she doesn't look at her whole thing where she's in like the like lady training or whatever, you know,
is
like
etiquette is really class good. Or whatever.
Gina Davis is tremendous in this movie. Tom Hanks is Jimmy Dugan. I love a good Tom Hanks, like him yelling and being like exasperated. We're talking about today how good of a jerk he can play. He's a big jerk in this movie. And also my hot take today was that like Woody is a big jerk. And Tom Hanks
Woody is a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah, he's like Buzz comes in and steps on his territory and he becomes quite a jerk. Yeah, but the yelling, the exasperated Tom Hanks voice is really top notch in a.
Yeah, because it's just it's just like cartoony. It's, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's yeah. It's yeah. Every like hack impression of Tom Hanks is where he's like yelling, and that's like his actual voice.
It's so good. This movie is great. Another movie I was going to say about Moneyball.
Did this win the Oscar for Best Original Song? This used to be on the playground, or was it just nominated, or was it even nominated?
I don't think it was nominated because it's Hans Zimmer, and I don't think he gets nominated for this. For anything?
No, the Madonna song for original song.
Oh, I don't think it gets. Let me try to pull it up. I don't think he gets nominated for anything.
Madonna.
It's not in its thing anywhere saying it gets nominated for anything. It feels weird that it wouldn't, but I don't think it gets nominated for anything, which is pretty wild.
No. Did you mention that it's a Penny Marshall movie?
Yep.
As she has wanted to do, like her brother's in it.
Yes. He plays the commissioner.
I miss
the
Gary
owner
Marshall.
Of Wrigley.
He's Gary Marshall is such a character.
Yeah. This is another movie I was going to say, like Moneyball, where the team does not win.
It's true.
They lose. Kit.
And the big debate is, you know, does Dottie drop the ball on purpose?
Dottie drops the ball on purpose. All right. For sure. Yeah. Do you think so?
I think that she kind of has to for like the climax to.
I said this. Yeah. I said this essentially today that like thematically, it doesn't really work if she doesn't drop the ball.
Yeah.
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 Where like she knows that it means so much more to Kit than it does to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She never admitted it. Never said.
Bad News Bears, by the way, is another one where the team loses in the end.
The team loses, yeah. All right. The number one film on the board.
This is intriguing.
You don't know what it is?
No, not really. I'm sure that like once you start with the years, like, oh, duh, of course it's this, but.
It got 10 first place votes, the most by four more than Field of Dreams. It's a 1993 American coming of age sports comedy film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
a kids movie.
Yeah.
We're in the trust tree. We're in a safe zone right now. Ridiculous.
Oh, you didn't think this deserves it?
Ridiculous.
The Sandlot comes in at number one. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised. So it's not my favorite baseball movie, certainly, but I do think I get why it was voted number one. I think it's a very good baseball movie. It's not my favorite baseball movie.
It's nostalgia. It's, you know, the kids playing baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know. It Hand doesn't, quarter. It doesn't, it's never really done it for me, to be honest.
Wow. Do you know what? I think you're going to find out, people will learn what a hot.
Oh, I'm anticipating this being, you want to talk about hot takes. Like this is probably the hottest thing you're going to get today is that like, you know, you could miss me with the Sandlot.
Wow, that is such a hot take. I was
in fact,
yes,
I'm being honest.
Yes,
honest right now.
Come on, you're killing me.
Maybe my opinion is tainted right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe I have sat down and watched The Sandlot from beginning to end ever.
I have a ton of movies that are like this where like I think I've watched the whole thing, but only because like I would catch it at like four different times on TBS, you know,
like,
and I've watched like 40 minute chunk of the movie each time.
I've watched like maybe 20 minutes as like a sub of like a fourth grade classroom. Mm-hmm. Like that was like what they just put on. It's like, all right, dude, watch 20 minutes of The Sandlot. I saw Squints do something that you absolutely cannot do in 2022.
Yes. fair enough. This movie is also, to an extent, about father-son relationships, as yes. seemingly many. I mean, that makes sense. You know, like, you know, this the classic, like, father thing of, like, yeah, take your kid out for a catch, you know, throw the ball around. Dennis Leary plays the father in this movie. I don't know. I think that there's something, I think, very, like, you know, the, like, backyard baseball game, the idea of, like, the beast behind the the fence. I think, like, both Smalls and Ham are both, like, pretty, like, I think, you know, great characters. I was also the Jet, is it Benny the Jet? I enjoy it. It's not my favorite baseball movie. I was surprised to see it seemingly, I think when you talked about, like, not wanting to put your thumb on the scale by putting a vote in earlier, I feel like there was a little bit of, like, momentum for The Sandlot happening in the Discord, and when the day we dropped the poll of, like, oh, it's a couple people were like, clearly The Sandlot is the best movie, which I'm fine with it winning. I think it's, like, very nostalgic for a lot of people. It's a good baseball movie. It's not my favorite baseball movie.
Yeah.
Which I would say is A League of Their Own. It's my favorite baseball movie.
Sure.
Only an 8-point difference between first and second, which I think is amazing considering that, like, The Sandlot, like, by far and away got the most first place votes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I would agree with you. I was talking to someone over the weekend about what my favorite baseball movie is, and I think I landed on A League of Their Own. I understand the nostalgia factor. I understand that, like, some people swear by The Sandlot. Not my number one, but it was the journey that we went on.
Me too, because I'm also like a big coming of age person. Sure. In terms of some of my favorite movies fall into that category, and yet you'd think that, like, the baseball coming of age movie would immediately be my number one movie. I just think A League of Their Own is, like, a beautiful film, but some people would say that about The Sandlot. James Earl Jones really made a killing on this list.
He's Costner light.
Costner wishes he could be James Earl Jones. Right, exactly. All right, that's our do you want the misses?
Here's off the top of my head that I think are misses. The one I was referring to when I was talking about Rookie of the Year is, I feel like Rookie of the Year and Little Big League, like, came out in, like, the same year. And, like,
I think the next year is Little Big League. Yeah.
Okay. Where the kid becomes the manager of the Twins.
Yes. I also love that movie. Yes.
Twins, by the way, still looking for that that championship.
Yes. Yes.
For Love of the Game is a
let me give you some numbers
that I like
here. Okay. Looks like 42 is really because it wants to calculate it as numbers on my Excel spreadsheet. So Little Big League, actually, for Love of the Game comes in at number 16 and Little Big League comes in at number 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about and I know that this not a lot of people saw this, but I kind of liked it. But what about The Trouble with the Curve? Anyone?
Yes, that
give
did
any love to that.
That did get some votes. It gets 7 total votes and ends up tied at 30th on the list. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I mentioned it earlier about Hardball with Keanu Reeves.
That is in here. It got some votes. That is 19th place on the list.
Okay. Yeah.
A big jump. There's, like, a big jump from Hardball, which is a 15, to then Major League 2 and Little Big League, which are at 28. So there's, like, a big jump between 19 and 18 there. Here's some ones that I don't think you would have get here. Do you want the ones that got first place votes?
Sure.
Didn't make the top.
Yeah, votes? Absolutely.
Okay. So The Perfect Game, gets a vote, which I'm from
what
2009.
What is that?
It's a very recent, I think, Disney movie. Is it Disney? It doesn't even look like Disney. based on a book. It's about the events leading up to the 1957 Little League World Series, which was won by the first team outside of the United States. Okay. So that, yeah. We have Hook got a first place vote. Hook having a baseball scene in the movie.
Okay. And then now we're getting into Die Hard as a Christmas movie territory.
And then we have High School Musical 2, MJC.
Okay.
Also got a first place vote.
I have not seen it. So
everything else we've discussed.
So, interesting. Interesting. What was the other one that I was just... about The Rookie with Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, The Rookie. For that one? The Rookie is on there. It actually comes in at number 15. Yeah.
All
right. Basically, we've done a 10-2-1, but you have basically have Angels in the Outfield. Fever Pitch. Were you a Fever? Probably not, because you're a Yankees fan.
I don't mind Fever Pitch.
I don't mind Fever Pitch either. It's fine.
I think I like Fallon. I like Barrymore.
Fallon at one of his most charming.
I stop it a minute before the end of the movie.
Fair enough. Eddie's Million Dollar Cookout or Cook Off, I think, which is a Disney Channel original. Eight Men Out, The Rookie, For the Love of the Game, Little Big League, Major League 2.
All right.
Yeah, Basketball was on there. Mr. 300, you watch Mr. 300? That was
it's not Mr. 300. It's Mr.
3000.
Bernie Mac trying to get his 2000 hit.
Yeah, that's about it. Twilight got 5 points. Yeah. Space Jam got 2 points.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Do you know what's exactly, you know what's funny? It's exactly last on my list. Probably be because it got 1 point, so it got a 10th place vote, and alphabetically it's last on my list, which is The Sandlot 2.
Oh boy.
All right, that's it. That's our countdown. The Sandlot. We'll find a time to watch The Sandlot in the Discord next week. Check out the announcements page. We'll tag you in the either the Post-Show Recaps Theater tag or the Screening Room tag. We'll tag you and make sure you know when it's happening. But next week I'll be watching The Sandlot.
You know what? You know, for all of the you know what that I've talked about it, that might have to be my first time watching it
through. Yeah, there you go. All right, and that
I'll take I'll take my lumps. I'll take my you know, how dare yous and my how could yous and all that stuff. I'm not going to run and hide from it.
Yep, fair enough. Appreciate it. You can come and join us by being a Patreon member at any level. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. So check that out. Also, if you want this, just a movie podcast in your feed, postshowrecaps.com/movies is how you get all of the movie podcasts. MJC, thanks so much for joining.
It was my pleasure. I had so much fun talking baseball movies. You know,
Where can people find you? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm at MJCSZN. I am going to be on or whatever time travel. But I'm on the Ausfeed podcast with you on RHAP this episode. The most recent one, talking about baseball again. We're talking hot stove, talking trade deadline and deals and everything like that.
I think both pods come out the same day. So if you're listening to this one, you can check out that one.
Fantastic. And I'm also, you know, if you're in the New York area and you want to travel to watch me in a musical. I've gotten very good reviews for it so far. You can find out that information. I'll tweet about it. So if you're in New York area, I run for 3 more weekends, and I do say so myself. It's a very fun show. So you should check it out. But I'll tweet about that. So you can check that out there.
Amazing. Lots of other stuff I have going on, but follow me on Twitter at High From Grace to check it out. Two movie podcasts this week. Nope. The Jordan Peele movie, covered that with LaTanya, and I covered The Gray Man, the Netflix movie, the most expensive Netflix movie ever made for now, with Austin Smith. Next week we'll be back with Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, a very cute and adorable
Jenny Slate action.
Jenny Slate. I'll be back soon with those. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.